Now let's go next to Ivory Coast, where the president-in-waiting, Alassane Ouattara, is set to take power some 5 months after winning election and, of course, after months of war. First, though, law and order must be restored to the main city, Abidjan. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton has been out on patrol with the security forces.
President-elect Alassane Ouattara has called on all fighters to lay down their weapons immediately to allow an increasingly lawless Abidjan to return to normal. Security and protecting civilians, says Ouattara, are his immediate focus. That's the task he's given to Ivory Coast security chiefs.
J'invite le général Mangou.
Just days ago, the head of the army, General Philippe Mangou, was obeying orders from the defeated incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo. Gbagbo's refusal to give up power after losing November's election led to the conflict that killed more than 1,000 people and displaced more than 1 million. He was captured on Monday. On Tuesday, General Mangou pledged his allegiance to Ouattara.
Excellence, Monsieur le Président de la République,
General Mangou says the words that readily come to his lips are forgiveness and reconciliation after the bitter battle for Abidjan and a wider crisis that has divided this once peaceful and prosperous country. Security patrols fanned out all over Abidjan yesterday to begin the work of trying to pacify Ivory Coast's biggest and most important metropolis and mop up a city awash with arms, looters and abandoned roadblocks. Residents in some neighborhoods ran out of food and water and had no electricity or security for days and sleepless nights.
Nous étions pris en otage.
Kadi Bamba described her ordeal living not far from Kokodi. That's the suburb where Gbagbo's official residence is located, which came under heavy bombardment by UN and French attack helicopters.
We were as good as held hostage here for 12 days. All we heard was heavy gun and mortar fire. Ba, 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 ba. This road in front of us was littered with bodies, charred corpses, people who were killed because they were from the wrong tribe or had the wrong surname.
But it's the armed youth on both sides of the divide that may be difficult to convince about the need for reconciliation. Concerned citizen Brahima Diara Suba worked alongside the military, pushing a message of peace.
Plus de haine, plus de guerre.
No more hate, no more war, he implores them. We get it, says Sanu Issa, who goes by his nom de guerre, Captain Wanto.
No vengeance. We don't want vengeance. We have neighbors who are Gere or Bete, Mr. Gbagbo's ethnic group. We were born together. We are ready to disarm and forgive. No regrets.
But across town, the very people who are meant to be disarming fighters are handing out weapons.
Right now, this gentleman is giving the people in this house a weapon. It looks as if the people here who have been attacked, they say, the house was attacked by armed looters, young men, they say. They're being given a weapon for protection.
A Kalashnikov rifle and cartridges for self-defense and to keep the looters away until a soldier can be sent to protect them. Ouattara warns that Gbagbo could face possible charges for crimes on a national and international level. Forces backing both men stand accused of committing human rights abuses against civilians. Ofer Biakwist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.